Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's good to be with you on this Sunday morning.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，早晨好！我们很高兴这主日的早晨和大家在一起。
As our brother just shared with us, we are living in a time of judgment.
就像我们的弟兄刚刚和我们交通的，我们是活在一个审判的年代。
And yet, in His mercy, His word still comes forth.
但是在神的怜悯的里面，他的话语还是临到我们。
So we'd like to begin this time reading from a couple of scriptures.
所以我们今天早晨开始的时候要读一些经文。
Would you turn with me to Matthew chapter 3?
请大家和我们一起翻到马太福音第三章。
Matthew chapter 3, and we're going to read the first six verses.
我们要读马太福音三章一到六节。
These will be familiar verses as I think I've read them the last three times I've shared.
我想这个大家应该很熟悉，因为我在过去三次交通的时候都提到。
Matthew chapter 3 says, In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, The voice of one crying in the wilderness.Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道。说天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带的人都出去到约翰那里，承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
Now turn with me to Psalm 81.
请大家再翻到诗篇81章。
It's a beautiful psalm. We don't have time to read the entire portion, but we'll read Psalm 81, verses 11 through 16.
这是一首美丽的诗歌。我们没有时间来读全部，那我们只读诗篇81章11到16节。
And the background to this psalm is it's about the Israelites being taken out of Egypt, and there's great rejoicing, but then we see at the end they have fallen away again from the Lord.
这个诗篇的背景是说以色列人从埃及回来，所以他们有很高兴，但是我们看到在这个诗篇结束的时候，他们却远离了神。
Psalm 81 verse 11, and the Lord is speaking.But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. I would have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him and their fate would last forever. But he would feed you with the finest of wheat.And with honey from the rock, I would satisfy you.
无奈我的民不听我的声音，以色列全不理我，我便任凭他们心里刚硬，随自己的计谋而行。甚愿我的民肯听从我，以色列肯行我的道，我便速速制服他们的仇敌，反手攻击他们的敌人。恨耶和华的人必来投降，但他的百姓必永久长存。他也必拿上好的麦子给他们吃，又从磐石里出的蜂蜜叫他们饱足。
Let's just have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we do ask that you would open the scriptures to us.
主，求你将你的话语向我们解开。
We want to hear from you this morning.
我们愿意从你那里听到。
We want to hear what John the Baptist heard.
我们愿意听到施洗约翰所听到的。
We want to have the obedience that John the Baptist had.
我们也愿意有施洗约翰那样的顺服。
We do want to listen to your voice.
我们愿意听你的声音。
That we could be satisfied from the honey from the rock.
那我们可以从 磐石里出的蜂蜜得饱足。
So Lord, anoint our mouths and anoint our ears.
所以主求你的求你来膏我们的耳朵。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to start with a very brief review of what we've shared the last three times we've been together.
我想和大家一起来复习一下我们上几次所交通的。
We have spoken that in the book of Malachi, a great silence came upon God's people.
所以我们看到马拉基书以后，主有很长一段时间保持沉默。
For 400 years, God was silent because people chose to do their own things.
400年，我们的神没有说话，因为当时的人，他们做所行，他们自己眼中的事。
A few of God's people wept because of such an extended time of not hearing God's voice.
所以神的人，他们就只能哭泣，因为听不到主的话。
But we're thankful that there were a few that humbled themselves and prayed that the Lord would speak again.
但是还是有一些他们谦卑他们自己祷告主来向我们说话。
And the likes of Elizabeth and Zechariah prayed and were obedient, and we see that they ushered in John the Baptist.
所以我们就看到这样的祷告给我们带来了施洗约翰。
And we see that it didn't stop just with these few, but John the Baptist was humbled.
我们知道施洗约翰他是谦卑的。
He separated himself from this world.
他也从把自己从这个世界区别出来。
And he chose a spiritual life rather than a life of the flesh and of the soul.
他也选择了一个属灵而不是属世的生活。
And because of this obedience, he was chosen as a worthy vessel.
所以因着他的顺服，他就成为主的一个当合用的器皿。
And the Lord gave him his voice.
那所以主就把他自己的声音给了他。
And John the Baptist announced the coming of the Lord Jesus, the Word.
所以施洗约翰就宣布要来的主和他的话。
Brothers and sisters, I firmly believe that we are in a similar time.
弟兄姊妹，我深深地相信我们今天的时代是相同的。
The Lord has been silent for a while now.
我们的主也沉默了很久。
But with this most recent judgment, the Lord is calling his church to be that voice.
但是因着最近的这个审判，主要他的教会来成为他的声音。
We are very much on the verge of the Lord's second coming.
所以我们要来的，我们这个时代是主要再来的时代。
And so we look at John the Baptist again.
所以我们再看一下施洗约翰。
And we look a little further into how he lived his life.
那我们看他怎么样过他的生活。
And for today, I want to focus on two aspects of his life.
那我今天要着重的讲他生活的两个方面。
It says that John the Baptist fed on locusts and wild honey.
那这边说到施洗约翰吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
Now there are no accidents in the scripture.
那在圣经当中都没有什么偶然的事。
This was said for a purpose.
这样的提到这样的事是有一个意义。
So we ask the question, why did he feed on locusts?
那所以我们就要问，为什么他要吃蝗虫？
Now locusts are very important in the Bible.
那蝗虫在圣经当中是很重要的。
We see locusts in every portion of the scripture.
我们看到在圣经的每一个部分都有提到蝗虫。
Locusts are in the historical books of the Bible.
在历史书中。
The books of poetry, the Psalms, the Proverbs.
在诗篇箴言当中。
Locusts are found all over the prophets.
在所有的先知书中。
Locusts are found in the Gospels.
在福音书。
They're found in the epistles.
在使徒书信。
And the book of Revelation.
在启示录当中。
And we see that locusts are often connected with judgment.
而我们看到蝗虫往往是和审判连在一起的。
We see the judgment upon Egypt in the book of Exodus.
所以在出埃及当中我们可以看到审判埃及。
We see locusts as judgment in Deuteronomy.
我们也看到《生命记》当中蝗虫作为一个审判。
In the Chronicles，
在《历代志》。
Of course, in the Book of Joel，
也在约珥书当中。
So we know that locusts represent judgment。
所以我们知道蝗虫代表的是审判。
So it's very important in these days of judgment that we look and see what the Lord is speaking to us。
所以我们今天来这样看的话，就可以知道主要像我们所说的。
But locusts are also a part of God's chosen people's diet。
那我们也看到蝗虫是神的选民他们的饮食的一部分。
This afternoon, if you have too much time on your hands, you can read the book of Leviticus。
所以今天下午你如果有空的话，可以读一下《利未记》十一章。
And Leviticus chapter 11 is very specific on what type and how to eat a locust.
那十一利未记十一章里面就可以很详细的说到怎么样来吃蝗虫。
And then of course we just read this portion of John in the wilderness eating locusts.
那我们也看到这边啊，施洗约翰在旷野当中吃蝗虫。
So in the area of locusts, we see that judgment has been a very important part in our history.
所以我们看到历史上来说，审判是很重要的一部分。
And today is no different.
今天也没有任何的区别。
Now judgment can be a very negative topic.
那当然审判可以是一个负面的话题。
Who wants to hear a message on judgment when we're living it?
那我们如果在活在审判当中，有谁还愿意来听审判这个话题呢？
Well, I hope this morning that we can be encouraged by this word judgment.
那我希望今天早晨我们可以因着审判而得到鼓励。
Because this morning we have two options.
因为今天早晨我们有两个选择。
Judgment can either strike dreadful fear in us.
审判可以来打击我们，让我们有畏惧。
Or judgment can lead us to a holy fear of our benevolent God.
审判也可以让我们向着我们慈爱的神有一个敬畏。
To put it more simply,Judgment will either destroy us or it will nourish us.
所以简单的说，审判可以来摧毁我们，也可以滋养我们。
Judgment is not enjoyable to go through.
当然，你在处在审判的时候，不是一件容易的事。
Everyone I'm speaking to this morning has suffered in some way.
那我想我们大家都受到了有苦难。
And often the question comes up, why does God allow there to be suffering?
那我们也许就会问，为什么神允许我们受苦？
Well, he does it for a purpose.
他有这样一个旨意。
Judgment started all the way back in the Garden of Eden.
所以自从伊甸园开始，神就有了审判。
God used judgment against man's sin in the garden for one reason.To reunite us with him.
神在用伊甸园中用审判来治人的罪，是因为他要从我们重新回到他的面前与他联合。
That's the beauty of judgment.
这是审判的好的一面。
The Lord is calling us, come back to me.
神要我们回到他的面前。
Commune with me.
与他有交通。
So we can look at judgment either as something that is hurting us and is harmful to us.
我们可以看审判作为一种对我们的一个打击。
Or as we saw in the song that we just sang, it's an outworking of God's love and his mercy.
也可以就像那个诗篇诗歌里面所说的，是神在外面的一个工作，来让我们回到他的爱和恩典的里面。
Many of us have already broken bread this morning or are going to do so this afternoon.
我想我们很多都在今天早晨或者下午擘饼。
And it says very clearly in the scriptures that Jesus desired with a great desire to have this table with us.
那圣经当中很清楚地向我们显明主愿意和我们有这样的交通。
And yet, we have chosen to go astray.
但是我们还是选择离开他。
And we miss out on this beautiful communion with the Lord.
所以我们就失去了与神有这样美好交通的机会。
And so judgment comes in.
所以就带来了审判。
And I want to briefly share on three reasons for judgment.
那我想我要交通一下为什么会有审判的三个方面。
And when we're discussing judgment, we can consider, yes, the Lord is judging the world.
当我们思想审判的时候，当然神是审判这个世界。
But the Lord is also judging the church today.
但是神也审判今天的教会。
But ultimately, if we're going to get anything out of this time, we need to recognize that the Lord is judging me today.
所以当我们思想，其实神是在审判。
The Lord cover, if anything comes across this morning that we are judging others, we need to be able to say this morning like David did, I am the man that has sinned.
那所以当我们来思想别人的审判的时候，我们首先要就像大卫那样说，要看我们自己，神对我们自己的审判。
So if you're taking notes, the first reason for judgment is our forgetfulness.
那第一个有审判的原因是因为我们的健忘。
We simply forget the first and the easiest commandment.
那因为我们往往忘记了十诫当中的第一条。
When Jesus was asked what is the greatest commandment, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind.
当人问耶稣最大的诫命是什么的时候，他说你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
So we ask ourselves this morning, have we forgotten the first commandment?
那我们今天要问我们自己，我们忘了这第一条诫命了吗？
Do we love the Lord our God with part of our heart?
我们只是用心的一部分来爱我们的神吗？
A little bit of our soul?
一点点我们的心吗？
If so, we have forgotten that first commandment, that it needs to be all our heart and all our soul.
那所以我们就忘了这条诫命，要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And forgetfulness leads to lukewarmness.
那这样的健忘也让我们进入一个温吞水的状态。
And lukewarmness is the condition of the church today.
那不冷不热就是今天教会的光景。
We see it in Laodicea in Revelation, and we see it in the church today.
我们看到老底下教会当时是这样，今天的教会也是。
Now I'm going to give just a little story that helps me with this idea of lukewarmness.
那我要讲一个故事来解释这个不冷不热这个光景。
My wife can make the best tea or the best coffee.
我姊妹可以做最好的茶或者咖啡。
She gets the right amount of sugar.
她也放适量的糖。
The perfect amount of milk.
也是适量的牛奶。
Heats it up just right.
然后加热到最合适的温度。
When I walk through the kitchen, I can see the steam coming up from the cup.
当我走过厨房的时候，我一看到那个蒸汽出来。
But where's my wife?
但我妻子在哪里呢？
She's suddenly at her computer.
她突然跑到她的计算机的面前。
She's doing something in the laundry room.
她也许在洗衣服。
And my job is to try to keep up with her, bringing her tea or coffee.
那我想我的工作就是要把这个茶或者咖啡完成。
The perfect cup that has become lukewarm.
那最好的一杯茶或者咖啡是温的。
And it always hurts my heart that she never gets to drink her beautifully made hot cup of coffee.
那很多的时候他如果不能喝到这个茶或者咖啡的话，我心里就不高兴。
When I bring it to her, she always says, oh, I forgot.
那我把他带到他面前的时候，他说，啊，我忘记掉了。
Isn't that an example of our walk with the Lord?
那这是不是就是我们今天与神同行的光景呢？
This morning we break bread, we remember our Lord.
今天早晨我们拨饼来纪念我们的主。
We remember his death.His burial and the suffering that he did for us.
我们来纪念他的死，他的埋葬和他所经历的痛苦。
And today on Easter Sunday, we rejoice that he's resurrected and his life has now become our life.
所以今天在复活节的早晨，我们来庆祝他已经复活，他的生命成为我们的生命。
But how quickly we forget.
但是 我们很快就忘记所有这一切。
How quickly we get busy with the things of this world.
我们很快就忙于世上的事。
And this is what lukewarmness is.
这就是温水的状态。
And the Lord is very clear with Laodicea, I will spew you out of my mouth because of your lukewarmness.
所以在对老底家说话的时候，主清楚地说，我要把你从吐出。
Brothers and sisters, we have forgotten the first commandment in our homes and in the church today.
所以主弟兄姊妹，我们今天不管是在家里还是在教会，忘了诫命中最大的一条。
We have forgotten that the church starts at home.
我们忘记教会始于我们的家。
I hope everyone is taking this opportunity of judgment in this last month to be the church at home.
所以我们从过去一个月的审判当中，让我们学到这样的功课，让我们的家成为教会。
The church is not meetings.
教会不是聚会。
The church isn't at West Office or Dumble.
教会也不是在 West Office 或者 Dumble.
The church is not even in Zoom.
教会也不是在我们这个网上的会议当中。
The church starts with a husband and wife.
那教会始于一个丈夫和一个妻子。
The church starts with a roommate in your dorm.
也始于你在大学的那个宿舍里面的一个室友。
Millions of people today are saying, this is the first time I haven't gone to church on Easter.
那很多人今天都说，这是我第一次在复活节没有去教会。
Oh, if we only knew that we are the church.And we are with the church.
知道我们就是教会，我们与教会一起。
So we are judged because of our forgetfulness.
所以我们因着我们的健忘被审判。
Secondly, we are judged today because of our pride.
第二，我们因着我们的骄傲被审判。
There's a very famous or important line in Genesis at the Tower of Babel.
那我们在创世纪的里面，我们说到那个巴别塔。
God comes down and he looks at all that man has done and he says, is there anything that man cannot do?
所以神看到人所做的就说，还有什么事他们不能做吗？
The people of Babel said, look, we have built a great tower even unto the heavens that we might reach God.
所以那些建巴别塔的人说，你看我们建了这塔，甚至可以高到神那里。
And the Lord says, I must cut down their pride.
所以神就说，我要去除他们的骄傲。
And so he instituted social distancing.
所以他就让我们今天有这样的社交隔离。
He confused them and they all went their different ways.
所以他们就变乱，然后去到各处。
We have to be very careful even in this day that we don't do what they did in Babel.
所以我们今天要小心，不要做和当时巴别的人一样的事情。
We need to be humbled at this time.
我们需要谦卑我们的心。
May we not think that Zoom is our savior.
我们要意识到这个 Zoom 网上的聚会不会救我们。
How many of us in our hearts have been able to say, well, we can still have our prayer meeting, we can still have this, because we have Zoom.
那也许我们很多人说，我们还可以聚会，还可以一起祷告，因为我们有 Zoom.
We should be able to say, isn't it wonderful that we can have a prayer time, because we have the power of the Holy Spirit.
而我们应该所说的，因着我们有圣灵，所以我们可以祷告。
We were created as spiritual beings with eternity in our heart.
我们是在灵里面所造的，在我们里面有永远的旨意。
We weren't created to be robots that were connected to Zoom.
我们不是被建立像一个机器人一样用 Zoom 来连接。
Thank the Lord for Zoom. I'm not judging this wonderful gift of the Lord.
感谢主给了我们 Zoom. 我不会说来说 Zoom 是怎么样。
But in our pride, may we not replace the Holy Spirit with Zoom.
但是在我们的骄傲的里面，我们不要用 Zoom 来代替我们里面的圣灵。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the first time the world in this country has been judged with pestilence.
那很多弟兄姊妹，这不是地上第一次被神用流行病来审判。
In the year 1918, the great flu, influenza of 1918, killed at least 50 million people worldwide.
那1918年有这样有这样一个大流感在地上流行，死了很多人。
This was an opportunity that the Lord was giving us to repent and to return to Him.
这是神给我们这样一个机会，可以悔改来转向他。
But instead, when the judgment went away, we had the most debaucherous, worldly, evil decade in the history of the world of the 1920s.
当那个流行病去了以后，我们看到我们的历史是最最黑暗的一段时间。
Pride is often a cause of judgment.
所以我们看到骄傲是引来审判的一个原因。
About 10 years ago, I was talking with a sister in the Lord.
十年以前我和一个姊妹有这样一个交通。
10 years ago was the time of the swine flu that we had in this country.
也许你还记得十年前是这个国家有猪流感的时候。
And this dear sister who loved the Lord said something that really troubled me.
那这个姊妹说了一句话让我心里面真的有很有搅扰。
She was in the medical profession.
她是医疗工作者。
And she says, well, this swine flu will pass, and one thing we can know for sure, pestilence will never be a problem in the world because of medical science today.
这姊妹就说猪流感虽然会过去，但是这个生命科学并不会救这个世界。
I don't say this to put this sister down.
我不是说这样，不是说要来怪这个姊妹。
I can say how many times the Lord has judged me, and yet within days, I have forgotten.
那很多的时候，神这样来审判我，也许我过几天就忘记了。
And so the Lord has to judge us for our pride.
那所以神要为着我们的骄傲来审判我们。
And the third reason for judgment is we're easily led astray.
那第三个是我们很容易随流失去。
And we can, for time's sake, we'll just look at how the church has been led astray.
那我们只要看看我们今天这个教会是如何的随流失去。
We need to consider our gathering with the saints.
我们需要思想我们和众生徒的聚会。
Do we look like the early church, a church that God ordained and birthed?
那我们还像当时早年的那些教会神所设立的吗？
Or does our gathering of the saints look more like a 21st century gathering?
而我们还是像21世纪所有的一个聚会。
Where we draw people in by entertaining them.
而我们吸引人是用着各样的娱乐。
We draw in people to be self-motivating and self-help institutions.
那我们也让人自我救赎来，或者说自己帮助自己。
Has our churches become a babysitting for people that want to be without their children for 2 hours?
那也是，也许我们是提供那个儿童看护，让他们可以不用和他们孩子待两个小时。
And the Lord is giving us a lot of time in these last weeks.
那主在过去一个星期当中给了我们很多的时间。
Have we considered our ways?
那我们有没有思想我们所行的？
Do we recognize that we have been easily led astray?
让我们有想过我们很容易就随流失去。
That there is more of the world in the church than there is Christ in the church.
那在教会当中有更多的世界多过耶稣。
So those are the three reasons for judgment.
所以这就是审判的三个原因。
I want to just briefly discuss the three goals of judgment.
但是我也愿意来提一下审判的三个目的。
What is the Lord trying to accomplish?
那神要借着审判达到什么目的？
Well, number one, he's trying to wake us up.
第一个，他是让我们醒来。
In our lukewarmness, we have fallen asleep.
在我们的不冷不热光景当中，我们睡去。
And we see in the Old Testament that the Lord uses some pretty harsh judgment to wake up the people.
所以我们看到旧约当中，神用很严厉的审判让以色列人警醒过来。
In the book of Joshua, we see this man Achan, who allowed a little bit of the riches of the world to sneak into his family life.
所以我们看到约书亚书里面，亚干让那个世界这个里面
Achan was judged for this.
所以亚干就受了审判。
He and his family and his provisions were stoned and burned.
他和他的所有，他的家庭被石头打，被火烧。
That woke up Joshua.
那就让约书亚警醒过来。
That woke up the people of Israel.
也让所有的以色列众人警醒过来。
They were reminded right there, they better not go to the world for their riches and for their wealth.
所以他们就被提醒，他们去这个世界不是为着这个世界上的财富。
I think of the story of Uzzah.
第二个故事是乌撒的故事。
David and the people were so excited to bring in the Ark of the Testimony.
所以我们看到当时大卫和众人要把约柜运来。
It was as though they knew how to have church.
好像他们知道怎么样来建立教会。
They knew how to do church.
他们知道怎么样来聚会。
And Uzzah was struck down dead.
乌撒被神击杀。
Because he tried to help God with his own strength.
所以他要靠他自己肉身的力量来帮助神。
It's a wake-up call, brothers and sisters.
这对我们是一个警醒。
There's no story too small in the scripture.
在圣经当中的没有小的故事。
In middle school and in Sunday school, the children have probably seen the story of the boys that made fun of Elisha because he was bald.
在我们主日学的时候，我们大概都学到那个以利沙被那些孩子们嘲笑，因为他是秃顶的。
In 2 Kings, it says, and Elisha came through the town, and the boys shouted, go up, you bald head, go up, you bald head.
在那个列王记下，那个以利沙去城里的时候，那些孩子就嘲笑他说，你去吧，那光头的。
And 42 children were ripped to pieces by she-bears.
所以42个孩子就被熊撕裂。
It's a wake-up call for us.
所以这对我们是一个警醒。
Have we made fun of God's authority placed here on earth?
我们有没有来轻看神在地上的权柄?
Do we criticize our presidents and our ministers?
有没有轻看我们地上的总统或者是大臣？
Or do we look to the scripture and we're reminded to honor and to pray for our leaders?
还是我们看着圣经说为着我们的领袖有祷告？
Maybe the Lord is saying to the church today, oh, you are so self-righteous.
所以今天也许神看着教会说你是自义的。
So I hope we see that judgment today is a wake-up call.
所以我们看到今天审判是一个警醒。
But the second goal for judgment is not just to wake us up, but it's a call to repentance.
不仅如此，审判也是让我们能够悔改。
Now repentance isn't self-pity and feeling sorry for ourselves.
那悔改不是说仅仅为我们自己感到后悔。
The Lord has forgiven us.
神已经宽恕了我们。
What we celebrate today, his death and resurrection, allows us to be cleansed and to be free from sin.
所以今天因着他的死和复活，我们得以洁净。
But we have to repent.
但是我们必须悔改。
We have to be willing to say, Lord, search out my heart. Show me the sin in my ways.
所以我们愿意说，向主说，主，求你来检查我的心，看有哪些罪。
Lord, in our gatherings as the people of God in your church, have we made it a man-driven organization?
当然在我们聚会当中，我们是不是成为一个人所主持的聚会？
Lord, in my family, have I sent my children the wrong message?
在我的家庭当中，我是不是给了我的儿女一个错误的信息？
Have the things of the world crept into the family?
那是不是这个世上的事进入了我们的家？
Well, today's the day we can repent.
今天是悔改的日子。
Use the hours and the days and the weeks that we're spending stuck with each other in the home, being able to forgive one another and to say, I'm sorry for what I have done. I've repented before the Lord.
所以为着我们和家人一起的时间，我们可以向主说，主，我们愿意到你的面前来悔改。
If we do not use this season of judgment for repentance, we have missed an opportunity.
如果我们不用这样一个审判的年代来开始我们的悔改，我们就失去了这样一个机会。
And if we do not repent, we're no better than the people who spat on Jesus as he carried his cross to Calvary.
所以如果我们没有悔改，那我就比当时当耶稣他背着十字架的时候，那些向他吐口水的人没有什么区别。
So judgment wakes us up.
所以审判让我们警醒。
Judgment causes us to repent.
审判让我们悔改。
And now our communion with God is reestablished.
所以我们可以重新建立与神的交通。
Every man and woman of God has been judged.
所有的人在神的在圣经当中的人都被审判。
But the ones who made a difference for the Lord that were worthy vessels were those that were judged and repented and communed with God.
那些不同而成为神合用器皿的是他们审判以后他们悔改。
Was not Abraham judged?
亚伯拉罕有没有受过审判?
And yet he became the father of faith.
但是他成为信心之父。
Moses was judged severely, and yet he became the meekest man.
摩西也受到审判,但是他成为最最谦卑的。
David, a man after God's own heart, severely judged, but repented.
大卫虽然他符合神的心意,但是他还是被神严重的审判。
We can go on and on.
我还可以有很多的例子。
So the question is, what happens if we do not heed judgment?
但我们要注意,当我们不注意审判的时候,会有什么样的结果?
We will continue in the cycle of pride.
我们会继续我们那些骄傲的圈子。
Last time we were together, I shared a little bit about the cycle of pride.
那我们继续来说到上次那个骄傲所带来的一个轮回。
The cycle of pride starts with prosperity.
那从也许我们可以看到有财富。
And in our prosperity, we come to pride.
在我们的财富里面，我们更加骄傲。
Our pride often leads to peril.
然后骄傲带我们进入一个危险。
And then in the end, there's punishment.
然后最后就受审判。
And this punishment is the swarm of locusts that come in and devour and judge.
而这个审判就是有一群蝗虫来到我们当中吃掉所有一切。
But brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer another option this morning.
但是弟兄姊妹，我想我们有另外一个选择。
By the Lord's grace and mercy, may we come out of this cycle of pride.
因着神的恩典和怜悯，我们可以出去刚刚所提到那个轮回。
But instead come into a cycle of testimony.
那我们可以进入一个交通。
The cycle of testimony doesn't start with prosperity.It starts with the experiencing of God's mercy and grace. It's all mercy, it's all grace.
而这见证的一个轮回就是让我们始于神的怜悯和恩典。
And when we see it's all grace, it leads us not to pride, but to humility.
但是当我们看到这样的怜悯和恩典的时候，让我们不是进入骄傲，而是进入谦逊。
Now, we will come to peril.
我们也还会有危险。
There will still be judgment.
我们还会受到审判。
But if we take this in a humble fashion, if we eat this judgment in a positive way, it leads to testimony with communion, through communion with the Lord, excuse me, testimony through communion.
但是如果我们有这样谦卑的话，我们就可以借着这样的一个交通而进入一个见证。
This is the choice that we have this morning, brothers and sisters.
这是我们今天早晨所有的一个选择。
What we're experiencing right now is the earliest, earliest stages of judgment in history.
今天我们所经历的是历史上最早的，是历史上审判的一个开始的阶段。
It's only going to get worse.
从这里只会越来越糟。
We may see a season of letting up, but know this, judgment will come.
我们也许会看到，也许有一段时间会好像似乎变得好起来，但是我们知道审判的终将到来。
The question for the church this morning, are we going to be nourished by this judgment that we're going through? Is it going to strengthen us? Or are we going to have to succumb to the swarming locusts?
所以今天早晨我们要问的问题是，我们的教会是不是从这个审判得到供养而得力量，还是要被这个审判所摧毁。
And that's why John the Baptist ate locusts. It nourished him.
所以这也是施洗约翰为什么吃蝗虫，因为这让他得供养。
We, like John the Baptist, are to be broken vessels, but not destroyed.
所以我们就愿意像施洗约翰一样，成为一个被破碎而不是被毁坏的器皿。
But we see that John the Baptist had a balanced diet.
那我们可以看到他的吃的另外一个东西。
Thank the Lord that he gave John the Baptist not locusts only, but also wild honey.
那感谢主，主不是仅仅让施洗约翰吃蝗虫，也给他野蜜。
And this is why we even read that portion from Psalm 81 at the beginning.
那也是我们所读的诗篇81篇开始的时候。
Where it says that God would feed us with honey from the rock and it would satisfy us.
那就是让我们可以吃从岩石中来的野蜜，让我们得以供养。
Now rocks in the wilderness were very important.
那我们看到岩石当中的野蜜是非常重要的。
If you're in a wilderness where it's just sand and no land markings, you can get easily lost.
那在沙漠当中，如果你只是看到那些沙而没有任何的石头的话，你很容易迷路。
But rocks often guided someone in the wilderness because it was a landmark that you could set your standard by.
所以我们可以看到岩石，在荒野当中的岩石就成为一个路标来给我们指路。
Rocks were also very important because they gave shelter from the heat of the day and shelter from enemies.
那岩石也让我们能够躲避炎热和仇敌。
And then by night, you could hide in the rocks and they kept the warmth from the sun of the day and you could be sustained and comforted by the rocks at night.
在晚上你可以躲在岩石的缝中，因为它还有白天来的一点温暖。
Brothers and sisters, in this time of judgment, we must look upon the rock.
所以今天在审判的时候，我们必须来转眼看这个岩石。
The Lord Jesus is our rock.
我们的主就是我们的磐石。
I'm sure there's many troubles that we're having throughout the day.
我们知道我们今天在地上有很多的苦难。
Do we claim his as our protection?
那我们要说他是我们的保护吗？
Do we trust the Lord to protect us from the pestilence?
那让主来保护我们，来不受这个流行病的损害。
But look at this beautiful picture. We're being guided by the rocks. We're hiding in the rocks. And what do we find? There's honey. There's sweetness. There's nourishment to be found in the rocks.
所以让我们来思想这样一个美丽图画。当我们藏身在这个磐石当中，我们看到有这样的野蜜来供养我们。
Brothers and sisters, we have seen very clearly this morning that we are in a time of judgment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天早晨清楚地看到我们是在一个审判的年代。
But in the Lord's mercy, He has given us the rock.
但是在神的恩典当中，他给了我们磐石。
He has given us himself.
他给了我们他自己。
And as it says very clearly in John 1, he is the word.
那在约翰书里面就说到，他就是道。
So I hope we all see that we are being judged.
今天我们都受了审判。
I hope we see that the return of the Lord is imminent, and it only means difficult times for the world because we have refused to repent.
那我们知道主的再来马上就到，这只会让这个地上因为这个世界是邪恶的。
But men, women, and children, this, the word of God is our hope.
但是不管是弟兄姊妹还是我们的儿童，我们这个神的话就是我们的保护。
How does the Lord direct our paths?
那神怎么样来给我们引路？
It says very clearly in Psalm 119, 105, Your word, O Lord, is a lamp unto me, my feet, and a light unto my path.
我们在诗篇当中清楚地说到，你的话是我们路上的光，脚前的灯。
This is what's going to guide us in these coming days.
圣经是在下面要给我们的引领。
If your family is in turmoil, the answers are found in Christ, in His Word.
那如果我们家庭有什么样的难处，圣经给我们力量。
What we need to be wary of is the mirages in the wilderness.
但是我们必须要小心，不要被这个旷野当中的幻影所引诱。
And I'd like for us all to picture being in a wilderness right now.
那我让我们大家一起来想象，我们如果今天在旷野当中。
To one side you see these rocks.
那一边我们看到那磐石。
To the other side you see what looks like water, what looks like palm trees, what looks like camels. Oh, it looks so precious over to that other side.
那另外一边我们也许看到水、棕榈树，甚至还有骆驼，好像看起来很宝贵。
And without the Lord's grace and mercy, we head towards that mirage.
那我没有了神的恩典，我们就向那个幻影走去。
We turn our back to that rock, and we go after the things of this world.
我们背向着那个磐石，向着幻影走去。
Should we reflect upon that today?
我们今天是不是要这样的思想？
Where have I left the Lord behind so that I might chase after the fleeting things of this world that really aren't there.
那我是不是这样也背离了神，而去向追求这个世界上的事？
The Lord is judging us today, saying, "You have not read my word. You have not heeded and obeyed my word."
那今天神审判我们说，我们没有读神的话语，没有注意神的话语。
But this word is also protection by day.
那这个神的话也是我们随时的帮助。
It says in Psalm 32, verse 7, You are my hiding place, for you preserve me in trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance.
在诗篇32章里面说到，你是我藏身之处，你必保佑我脱离苦难，以得救的乐歌四面环绕我。
Psalm 46, 1, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble.
诗篇四十六章一节里面说到，神是我们避难所，是我们的力量，是我们患难中随时的帮助。
See how beautiful the Lord is. He wants us to come unto Him.
看，那我们的主是何等的美丽，他愿意我们来到他的面前。
He wants to protect us in the troubles of today.
他愿意保护我们在这个患难的时代。
We need only to come unto Him.
我们所需要的只是来到他的面前。
And then a very specific promise for today, He's our shelter by night.
那今天跟我们今天这个时代更有连接的，他也是我们夜晚的庇护。
This illness that is spreading throughout the world today is an evil of darkness.
而今天这个地上的流感是仇敌的是仇敌的工作。
And the Lord allowed Psalm 91 to be written for days like we live in today.
神也允许诗篇91篇好像是 为我们今天的光景所写的。
It says that the Lord will cover us and protect us from the deadly pestilence.
他这里说到，他必救你脱离鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。
It says in Psalm 91 verse 5, You will not fear the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday.
你必不怕黑夜的惊骇或者白日飞的箭，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫或者午间灭人的毒病。
So brothers and sisters, we see that the Lord has guided us through the rock.
所以我们看到主用磐石来庇护我们。
We see that he's protecting us throughout the day.
我们看到他也是我们随时的帮助。
And that he protects us from this pestilence and the evil found at night.
他也保护我们不受这个黑夜瘟疫的
But as we dig into his word,
但是当我们更深地来思想他的话语的时候,
as we get close to the Lord, we find that there is sweetness.
那我们看到在主的话语里面有更多的甜蜜。
Honey in the wilderness was found dripping among the rocks.
在荒野的野蜜可以看到从磐石上流下来。
And what a blessing of nourishment, that was.
那这是何等的供养。
It says in Psalm 119:103, How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Therefore your laws I get understanding, and I hate all the false ways of the world.
诗篇119篇里面说到，你的言语在我上堂何等甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜，我借着你的训词得以明白，所以我恨一切的假道。
We see in the book of Ezekiel, a book of judgment.
在以西结书里面，这是一个审判书里面，他说到
In Ezekiel 3:3, it says, And he said unto me, Son of man, feed your belly with this scroll.That I may give you and fill your stomach with it. Then I ate it, and it was in my mouth as sweet honey.
人子啊，要吃我所赐你的这书卷，充满你的肚腹，我就吃了，口中觉得其甜如蜜。
We see that the Lord is so sweet.
我们看到我们的主是何等的甘美。
Why don't we run after him?
我们为什么不跟随他？
Why don't we taste and see that the Lord is good?
我们为什么不能来享受主的甜美?
Well, it's because unfortunately we seek after the artificial sweeteners of the world.
因为不幸的是我们往往被这世上人工的甜蜜所吸引。
What is the world considering right now, today, in this day of judgment?
今天地上所思想的。
I know there are many saying,When will my stimulus check come in the mail?
那很多的时候我们就会想到我的救助金什么时候来。
Just when is that Dow Jones, the Wall Street, going to bounce back and get back to where it was before?
那什么时候呢华尔街那个道琼工业指数可以回到它原来的高度。
You know, we're supposed to search the scriptures for the sweetness of the Lord.
我们很多的时候应该从神的话语里面来得到这样的甜美。
But how many of us search the internet, CNN, and Fox News for the latest of medical technology?
但很多时候我们是去 CNN 来找那些最新的生命科技的发展。
When is the vaccine going to come?
那什么时候我们可以有这样的疫苗？
When will enough of us to be exposed so that we'll have a natural immunity to it?
那什么时候我们可以有自然的免疫?
If we would search the scriptures like we search the internet, oh, what more peace would come into our hearts and something of eternal value.
那也许我们更多的花时间来读圣经的话，那这个有一个永远的平安就在我们的心里。
How many of us are able to say, well, at least we have technology so that we can stay connected?In this time of darkness.
那很多时候我们会说，哦，感谢我们有这样的科技，让我们在这样的时间还是可以相互之间有交通。
These are all artificial, not real.
这些都是人工的，不是真的。
They're the mirages.
这是一个幻影。
One more thing that probably most of us seek after, and we don't think of it as that bad.
那有一件事，也许我们大家都会想，我们觉得好像这还不错。
Maybe in our heart, we can say, it's not about the stimulus check, it's not about the Dow Jones, it's not about medical technology. I'm at peace.
那也许我们可以说，不是因着救助金，不是因着道琼指数，也不是因着医学的发展，我心里还是有平安。
But may the Lord search out our hearts this morning and ask us this question.
那求主检查我们的心，问我们这样一个问题。
Are we just seeking normalcy?
那我们是不是只是要回到好像是正常的一个时候？
When will we be able to leave our homes?
什么时候我们可以离开家？
Go to the grocery store.
可以去杂货店。
Is that so bad, O Lord?
那主，那个现在真的是那么差吗？
What's wrong with normalcy?
那我们回到好像正常的光景是有什么错吗？
Well, what's wrong with normalcy is we have not heeded the judgment that the Lord has brought upon us.
那我们回到正常的光景，也就意味着我们向主的审判没有注意。
Normalcy allows us to forget again.
那所谓的正常光景让我们再一次忘记。
Normalcy causes us to go back to the way things were.
那正常的光景让我们回到，其实是回到以前的光景。
And if we do that, we have lost an opportunity.
那如果这样的话，我们就失去了一个机会。
And I'm speaking to myself and speaking to the church today.
所以今天我是向我自己说，也是向着教会。
It says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, For it is time for judgment to begin in the house of God.
彼得前书一章里面四节里面说到，因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。
We need not waste our time worried about judgment upon the world.
我们今天不要浪费时间来想向着世界的审判。
The Lord is speaking to us personally.
神是向我们每一个人说话。
And the Lord is speaking to us corporately.
神也向我们教会的团体说话。
You know, in the book of Joel, when the locusts came, that was an early judgment.
所以当约珥书当中那些蝗虫来的时候，那是审判的早期。
Later in the book, we see a much greater judgment comes.
那我们看到在后面有更大的审判。
And only those that woke up, repented, and communed with God were prepared for that judgment.
所以只有那些醒来、悔改和神有交恢复交通的人，他们才能够逃离那审判。
And like our brother shared during the song time, we need to consider our ways.
所以我们要来检查我们的行为，就像我们弟兄在领事的时候所说的。
Because this is only the beginning of judgment.
这因为这只是审判的开始。
I'm not saying this is going to happen, but imagine this.
我不是说这个马上就要显现，而但是你要如此思想。
Take the judgment of the physical virus that we're enduring right now.
想到我们今天流感病毒所带来的。
Combine that with one of the greatest technological viruses that infects technology, the internet.
那也想想在技术领域，那最大的那个病毒来影响到所有的技术。
Where would we be today?
那我们今天会是怎么样的一个光景呢？
We wouldn't be able to hear the news.
我们不会看到任何的新闻。
We wouldn't be able to Zoom our meetings.
我们也不可能用 Zoom 来聚会。
We would be in our homes, separated from the world.
我们和在家完全与世界隔离。
Not knowing what the future would hold.
不知道将来是怎样。
Not knowing what tomorrow would bring.
也不知道明天将如何。
That thought could destroy us today.
那就让我们完全被摧毁。
Or we could take hold of that. We could take it in, allow it to nourish us.And say, Lord, thank you for that wake-up call.
那我们也可以接受主的提醒，感谢他的提醒。
Lord, we repent of our ways.
让我们能够悔改归正。
I want to, in my own life, reverse that which happened in the Garden of Eden.
我愿意让我伊甸园那个里面的生命 被转变。
And Lord, I want to commune with you in the morning, in the afternoon, and when I lay my head upon my pillow.
愿意我早晨、晚上还是头在枕头上的时候，都与你有交通。
The Lord judges because He loves.
主审判，因为他爱我们。
The Lord judges because He wants to reveal His mercy and grace.
他审判是愿意向我们显明他的恩典和怜悯。
And if we allow that to nourish us today, then we too can be those broken vessels used for the Lord.
那我们如果能让这些来供养我们的话，我们就可以成为破碎的器皿。
And we would be that voice in the world crying out, saying, "Repent, for the second coming of the Lord is soon."
我们就可以那成为那个旷野里面的声音，说悔改，因为主要再来。
What a blessing!
这是何等的祝福！
May we take this to heart.
让我们把这样的话语放在我们的心里。
Let's pray.
让我们有一点祷告。
Father, we are so thankful that you are a righteous God.
主，你是我们公义的主。
This morning, we want to be those that feed on the judgment and the sweetness of Christ.
今天我们愿意在你的正公义的里面得到供养。
Lord, we do want to be those that consider our ways.
我们愿意来思想我们的行为。
Lord, we have been found wanting.
我们在这个是旷野漂流。
And we repent.
我们愿意悔改。
And Lord, this morning we want to dip our staffs in that sweet honey of the rock.
所以今天我们愿意来领受那磐石当中的野蜜。
And we want to taste and see that the Lord is good.
我们愿意来享受你的恩典。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.